This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's chief prosecutor has tentatively identified a man apparently shot dead by Russian speakers in a video that circulated widely on social media as a missing Ukrainian soldier. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The grim 12-second video shows a man in Ukrainian army fatigues, apparently unarmed, standing in the woods in what appears to be a freshly dug hole, smoking a cigarette. Someone off camera can be heard saying in Russian, "Film him." Lifting his chin, he says, "Glory to Ukraine." Just before the gunshots. In his nightly address Monday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on his nation to respond to those words in unity, saying, "Glory to the hero." Glory to Ukraine.
Ukraine. Slava.
And he vowed, "We will find the killers." I'm Ben Thomas.
Elsewhere, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reaffirmed their support for Ukraine.
Today, I can announce that we are extending our engineering training as part of Operation Unifier until at least the fall, and deploying CAF medical trainers to help Ukrainian forces with combat medical skills.
Von der Leyen was in Canada and is now headed to the United States to lobby for a deal that allows European companies to benefit from tax advantages for batteries and battery components. The war in Ukraine is incentive for the move.
There was a big over-dependency at the beginning of the Russian invasion in Ukraine of Europe's energy needs, an over-dependency on Russian fossil fuels.
Like Canada, the EU is